I think in this confidence, I think what he's saying, in the confidence that I know you, I have read things of you, and I assume you're going to acknowledge those things that I know according to what I've read. And he's saying, and in this I was minded to come, and you might have a second benefit. I mean, beyond what you already received of me, that you might receive something more. And benefit is very similar to the word grace. It comes from the same Greek word, you know. Same where we get our word charity from, charis. Greek, grace, benefit. And verse 17, when I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Or the things that I purposed, do I purpose according to the flesh? That with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea, yea, and nay, or not yea, and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So, when he says, I was there therefore, did I use lightness? When I was minded to come to you, you know, did I use light? You know, lightness is, you know, taking things lightly. Or, you know, in the sense of, whatever, you know. The things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh? Meaning that, you know, the reasons behind what he does, was he doing it because, for fleshly reasons? And obviously, and I feel like in these verses, there's something that he wrote to them in the way he's doing here from verses 13 to 17. It seems like there was something they knew that I'm missing that helps him, that would help me understand this a little better. The things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh? Meaning, you know, I think what he's saying, was I coming to you, you know, for my own purposes, to, you know, enrich myself, perhaps? Or, you know, did I do this because of fleshly concerns? You know, it's like, you know, outwardly putting on the show of being of God, but inwardly in your mind, you're thinking a fleshly purpose. Meaning in the sense of a carnal mind. Meaning, if I go by Corinth, they might give me money. And I love money. So I think I'll go by Corinth. You know, and that's what I think it means, that, you know, meaning that there would be out of his mouth coming, yes, yes, and in his mouth he's like, no, no. Where it's like, a dual, you know, like I said, Jesus, because when I read this, in Christ there's only yea and no no's. You know, it's not that he never said no in his life, but that the promises of God are all yes promises. I suppose we say yes to them, and they are promises of good things. You know, these great and precious promises are given to us that we may be partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. We partake of faith, knowledge, temperance, godliness, righteousness, patience, temperance. I think I said temperance. And then, you know, so God's promises are things we say yes to. You know, and our word was not yea and nay. Again, that's like the singleness. It doesn't mean, I mean, we talk about positive and negative things in the gospel. But I think what he means is, was there some other purpose? Did I purpose to do these things with my mouth saying, yes, God, and in my heart I'm saying, no, me, the flesh, no. You know, I need this money for the gospel. I need this money to buy a new house. I need your help. There are people starving in Biafra. I'm a big fat preacher who needs your money so I can shore up my extravagant lifestyle.
Yea and nay.
Duality of purpose. Not transparent. And this goes back to verse 12. He was talking about being transparent. I think that may be what he had in mind in verses 13 and 14. You know, the things we write... yes, thank you. We write those things to you, nothing other than what we read and acknowledge. We're not writing something else. There's no duality of purpose in the things we write and acknowledge. You know, everything is on the table. Everything is what you see before you. You know, it's sort of like what you see is what you get. It's not like what you see, well, that's not really what you get. Yes and no. That's what he means. The old bait and switch. You know, in Jesus, it's like, you will be the sons of God. Well, not really. You will be cleansed of your sins. Well, not really. Yes and no. That is exactly how it is not. So one of the promises is, thou shalt not, and yes, there is no in Christ that way. But there is not yes and no like that, like I just explained. And I think that's what 13:14 was, you know, preliminary to this, saying that, you know, we, and back to 12, we were of single mind and of a transparent quality towards you. We weren't, you know, playing the fake on you. That's what all this is about. That's what yes and no is about. Yea and nay is, you can have everything in Christ. Well, not really. Can I be saved? Yes and no. In Christ, it is yes. Paul, the Paul I'm looking at, you, Paul Strangini. Are you Paul Strangini? Yes. It's not yes and no. Because there's another Paul Strangini, a secret Paul Strangini, the one that no one knows because it's in me. The one who's devious. Doesn't really want the gospel to be preached. He's got some other motive. He has some other secret purpose. But that's what it's supposed to be. Yes. Are you what you appear to be? Yes. Not yes and no. Yes and amen to the glory of God by us. All the promises of God are given forth in the